Good evening, everyone. It's Friday the... What's the date today? 6th of March. And we're actually sitting here watching Crufts. And Niall's already seen another guide dog on there. And he's watching TV. He sees... I don't know what he sees. What's he see on there now, darling? It's the dogs on an advert. He likes to watch the TV. Come on, we're going to watch Crufts now. It's agility day. I think we might see some poodles, but Toof Toof is fast asleep next to me. He couldn't care less. He's just stretched out fast asleep. He's an old man now. And he doesn't care about other poodles on the TV. Are you going to see any poodles, Niall? You saw another Labrador? Well, you're a cross Labrador, but... What you got there? I'm not pulling a bone with you. He'd spun me right round on this chair today. Come here, what have you got? You have to get on the rug then, you silly dog. Oh, poor old Niall. Like, if he laid down, he'd be alright, because he's trying to sit up. What's he got in his mouth? A bone? I'm not pulling any silly old bones. Oh no, I meant to say that to you. I forgot. They're not open at the weekend, are they? Those butchers must make their money. They're only open half a day, 5 days a week. Up till 1 o'clock, and they're not open at all at weekends. Get him one next... You can get one next week. Oh, you could, but you'll have to take it to work with you. You could get him one Wednesday. Well, I hope we can go out next Wednesday.
Bear is a Commodore, which is a Hungarian sheepdog, sometimes known as the mop dog. As you can
They're like, they've got like long plaited fur, I think, those coats of natural dreadlocks, and they don't have any grooming, just the occasional bath now and again, stop you being smelly, hey Bear.
And because they look like a sheep in the field, it means that a wolf, let's say, that was trying to come and attack the herd, wouldn't know that this dog was in there. And this coat gives them natural protection, so the dog's teeth can't get through into their skin. So it's very, very clever design.
The wolf's teeth, I think you mean.
Hungary as national treasures, and you are indeed. Very nice to meet you there. I'm glad you've made yourself so comfortable on the sofa here. Now, let's focus on the agility, because Jim Rosenthal and Graham Partridge are going to bring us commentary on the small dogs final.
Oh, we might see poodles. Are you watching it, darling? Watch and see if you see poodles.
Medium-sized dogs. It's the culmination of a series of nationwide heats followed by intense rounds of jumping and agility earlier today. The quality throughout the build-up to this prestigious final has been very impressive. Now they all start with a clean sheet. It's the singles fight.
Are you watching? A poodle! Darling, darling, it's a poodle. Niall's seen him. What? Oh, it's you. There's poodles on here. Look, you're going to see what Toof Toof could have done. He can't do it. Have they started yet? What are they doing? He's a great... Is that the poodle? He's called Mr. Big. Oh, I want him to win. Oh, we've got five faults. Little poodle.
Oh, little poodle.
Even those words, little poodle, are fantastic. Cocker spaniel, that's the... But what's what Tosh is half of? What are you smelling the air for, Tooth Tooth? I can smell one of my relations on there. Oh no, he's beaten the other one. He's beaten the poodle.
Greg style, double footing through the ears and fur going everywhere.
I can imagine his ears flapping everywhere, that cocker spaniel. It's a collie, I think, some kind of sheepdog. They're normally good at this sort of thing.
Oh, it's a swift.
Huh?
It's so fast.
It's won 16. It's 16 championships. It said this one. I think this one's going to win it.
So swift. This is looking good. This will set the mark.
Bloody hell, oh, yeah. Excuse my language.
Going real fast, look at him. That
set the benchmark. Bernadette, one of the most consistent and successful handlers that we've got in the UK.
I think I saw this lady on Facebook before.
Oh, not another break, is it? Oh.
So just to confirm the result there in the small agility final, Obey, it's got Pizzazz winning with Bernadette Bay. And just a reminder, they pick up 5 points.
Poodle came. The poodle came. He came last.
You're useless.
Oh, that's it. I'm not a poodle.
So let's head into the medium dogs now. Again, with Graham.
They might have some poodles in this one because there's 3 different sizes of poodles, you see.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Real
yeah.
Star
here well, he might need to go out in a minute. Why? No, he's all right for now. Yeah, look, see if there's any more poodles. No, I like watching the TV. When there's dogs on it, especially. He can't hear.
Well.
What sort of dog's this one? I missed it. Well, that was the same as that. Well, oh, I'd love to be able to do this because I enjoy doing it. What's next, darling? What one is it now?
Rebecca Sargent. Dolly, 6-year-old border collie.
Oh, border collies are good.
Favourite places. Good start.
Can you hear something? Connor, the kettle boiled!
Leading the dog into the weaving poles. Really great speed. Just making sure the dog stays with the dog.
Well, that's a collie again, you see.
The dog's confidence. The dog's been on the corner. Steadying the dog down, making sure the judge succeeds. She got the contact into the tunnel.
Whee!
Not to get 35 to beat, but they are clear at the moment.
35.3. Oh, she was faster than the last one. Oh no, listen. Friday evening, and what can we hear?
She puts in so much work. You wouldn't believe the number of hours that these handlers devote to getting to this level of competition.
Oh, I wish I could do something like this.
Favourite as well, Natasha Wise.
12-year-old border collie.
Another border collie. Do you mind? Oh no, that one's lost it, I think. Oh. The kettle boiled, Connor. It's all what happens on the day.
Just a moment's attention. You know what happened, though? That dog has knocked one of the
poles down.
Yeah, exactly.
That counts against him, you see.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Still fast though.
What was the time?
37, I think they said.
So here was the confirmed result from the medium dogs, and it was won by Rihanna's Aurora with Rebecca Sargent in second place. Ashley Butler with
it's on my audio, boo. Connor, stop it now, please. Well, he doesn't want to watch it with you. Come on, watch Crafts with us. Oh, you're on audio, boo. Stop swearing. Stop it, Connor. It's not funny. Public.
Oh, hello, public.
Sorry, everyone.
Don't apologise.
I'm embarrassed now. The poodle came last. What's this one she's got here? Been okay a collie.
I can't tell a dog to breathe, but it's crazy.
It's about time you learnt, Chavvy.
Yeah, you know
is
that?
It a black and white dog?
You know what I know is,
Labrador and a poodle. You know poodle?
I don't know.
What the one that's bred for racing?
Greyhound.
Greyhound, yeah. That one I know. They're very skinny, like they're starving.
And then in agility and canine freestyle, he literally just comes alive and is a completely different dog.
What colour's this one?
Showing off on the stage.
But he's also a performer, and he has had a film made about him. You've also been on stage in Panther.
I don't know what.
Going to be on stage again.
I'm going to have to teach you about dogs, I think.
So that's going to be touring, so very exciting. Actually, in just between
easy, you know poodles.
And going through that, so,
and you know chihuahuas.
That's the way we like
it.
He's going to learn the name Toto. Okay. So that'll be interesting.
Have you tried it with him now?
Toto. Oh, there we go.
See how perfect.
I didn't expect him to do that.
Whole new identity.
You know golden retrievers, don't you? They're a bit like Niall, because he's half of one of them, only they've got long fur.
Now, so, yeah. In his prime, aren't you? Good boy. He still acts like
you won't see on, though, any on so. Here today, because it's not gun dog not day, but... Gun dog day.
Gun dog.
Gun dog.
What's gun
dog? That's a type of... That's a,
G-U-N?
Yeah, gun dogs. Niall's breeds are gun dogs. He's a gun dog. He's not been trained as one, but he's a gun dog breed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Who is she?
But every dog, regardless of breed, needs to have a lot of physical.
I think I've
seen an advert
something like that.
So today, I'm going to show you some of the things that you can do at home with your own dog to provide them the exercise that they need.
Is it?
That's her name.
I've never heard of her.
Playing tug with your dog is a
great. Hey, listen.
However, it has to be played with rules and boundaries.
Yeah, it's about playing tug.
Teach your dog a good out. Yours have to be very strong.
Seriously,
dogs
outside, right? Dogs apart, right?
Yeah.
What can you teach that homie there?
What, him?
Yeah.
Or Lammy?
No, more sensible. Lammy.
Well, you can't teach Lammy anything now. He's too old. If I'd have done...
So, are you saying he wasted his youth? I don't think you can teach him.
No, it's not really anything. I can't teach him to do he doesn't...
have to go in the run, do one there. You can't get him to do anything.
No, not really. He doesn't like playing tug of war, so I can't get. She said it's a good way of exercising. Well, Niall does that.
Well, look, that dog's doing a puzzle.
Yeah, they can do puzzles. You can buy them. Oh, that's a golden retriever, darling. Oh, a Labrador.
That's a Great Dane.
Great Dane, darling.
It's doing tasks like this.
Oh, who's fucking has time to do that? Balance, well, you do.
Motor coordination and core strength.
Can you imagine Lammy? Do you remember we got those IQ tests and and Lammy got but more than Nikki?
Maybe two or three times a week instead of feeding your dog from a food bowl. Put your dog's food in a treat bowl instead.
No, thank you. It'd be all slobbery. It'd be disgusting. I'm no way ever doing that. Some people feel they're those...
I think you've got to do it with food. Now, if you're going out, I've got...
Well, Nikki didn't.
Nikki,
when we had to do an IQ test, we had to put a biscuit underneath an empty tin, and the idea was to knock the dog knocks it over to get the. Well, Nikki didn't do it. She was. Well, Lammy did it, didn't he?
There's plenty of ways to make exercise fun for you and your dog, and your dog will love you for it.
They love you whatever you do. Exactly. Well, not that I'd know. But people that do. But people get those Kongs and they fill them with treats and they put it in the freezer. I think, and then but that's disgusting. I think it's near all your food when it's been in their mouth.
To eat horse poo, is there a reason for this? They all do it, it's not unusual.
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Eating horse poo.
Oh, what about eating cat's poo?
Well, it's all the same, I suppose.
There's a little bit of grass in there as well. So it's nothing to be alarmed about.
It's a delicacy, but I've got a poo over there.
It is. Cat's poo. It's not going to do it any harm. Well, but he doesn't get a chance to do it very often, does he? We're on his case. Where that? Oh, Discover Dogs. No, I love that. I'd love to go back there one day without all that lot. That made it not fun. We went to this big dog show in London. It's on every year, I think. It's called and all the kids. It's called Discover Dogs. It's not really a show. Well, they do have rings and arenas and stuff, but it's a bit different to this. But you just go around and you can look at all the different breeds and talk to people who own them to see what kind of characteristics they have.
Undesirable side effects. Chewing on the odd raw bone can be very helpful if that's what the dog likes to do. And you can get some of those chews that sort of have mint in them and things. I don't know how long that's effective for, but it can help.
Yeah, they can also be used, and you get some rubber toys that you put food in, and then the dog has to gnaw at those as well.
I'm not doing that, no way.
Okay, Sean says, what changes do I need to make for my 13-year-old Irish terrier recently diagnosed with renal failure?
Right. Oh no!
Renal failure.
Oh, that's quite sad.
To wee a lot and drink a lot. I mean, one of the major things is making sure they've got plenty of water.
Low protein diet.
Special diets. I mean, if it's been recently diagnosed, and I thought the vet would have discussed this, but it's important to lower the protein levels and minerals because it puts less pressure on the kidneys. So diet's really important. And of course,
poor
it's
dog.
Not going to. It's not going to recover from that, so lots of TLC as well.
Poor little dog.
So, quick one for you, Nick. Can you have a retained testicle removed without being neutered?
Well, yes, you can. It's two totally different operations, as it were.
Have you... I think he's farted right in my face. Toof, toof!
That's one thing I'm training to do.
I don't have to train him to do that. He just does it already. I think it's that new dental food.
Because the condition is highly sensitive.
Shut up.
Roast two in the fireplace.
Right, fantastic.
Keep an eye on one.
Shut up. Don't come over here harassing me, mate. Go on, you missed your poodle, Mr. Big. He came last in the final. You love him even though he's stupid. Do you love Shinky? Oh, can you take him to the run, please, darling? Yeah, take him as well.
I think you've got something to come on. That's why you're doing that shit. Come on.
Bye-bye, Toof Toof. Toof Toof's been bodily removed. Mm. How long have I got left on here? Okay, let's have some action that we... Oh, not no more adverts. We were going to go out tonight, but we didn't. And I was a bit fed up about it, but never mind. We can go another time. But I've had a better day today. I felt a lot better. I felt back to normal, so that's good. I think this is going to be my marching on day 6. Probably. Baker's as good as it looks. Dog lovers, go fetch Purina. Lammy hates that.
Buy 5-star Churchill car insurance from just £155 and get a free Churchill.
Huh? They're a long time out there.
That's a free Churchill toy, Churchill.
Hey!
I think I've got a good one.
Still.
Has he?
Nice.
What about Tooth Tooth? What about Tooth Tooth? He's come to lay next to me. Thanks for taking him, darling. They haven't missed anything because it's the adverts. They haven't missed anything. Tooth Tooth hasn't missed anything. What's funny? I haven't missed anything.
I'm guessing 118 of these must be worth a bundle.
Well, we did you go and do a wee Tooth Tooth?
£1,000, 118. How long for? From 1 to 2 years.
Oh. Why don't you go and watch Crufts Tooth Tooth? He's got his back to the TV now.
Children grow up fast. But 1 in 4 still wet the bed. Dry nights, pyjama pants, and beatable protection.
You might need some of those soon, Tooth Tooth.
Shouldn't you give them protection as grown up as they are? Search Dry Nights for your free sample.
Excuse me.
I've got nothing to say. My mind is a hollow void of nothingness. Or is it?
Are you on there, Tooth Tooth? You're an extraordinary dog.
Here in Birmingham, we've got coverage of Crufts. Coming up is the Pastel Group. This is a Samoyed called Mika. And last year...
That's that one that we saw in Nigeria, darling.
Best in show is a dog called Dan the Man.
When the first time we're at Mama's. Samoyed.
Do well again when the group...
Do you remember that man had it? It was a puppy.
In the Pastel Group, we also
where
have some
it?
Breeds that
in,
are...
We win in his house.
And that's because the numbers have just gone down.
First time.
Pembroke Welsh Corgi. So,
yeah,
come here.
Mama's,
Frank,
yeah.
To explain how
Mama's son.
Mama's what?
Really. Mama's son, right? 60s,
was it her son?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was her son.
250 puppies bred last year. So it's a great picture.
Do you remember it, though? It was a white, fluffy dog.
Yeah, the one you said that.
It's going to be hot in a country like that with that coat. It's meant for a cold country.
And they're great personalities. So it's very sad that they've gone into decline.
It was only 4 months old then. I wonder if it's been eaten yet. That was 3 years ago. Do you think it would be?
No, not all dogs get eaten. Such niggas, the treasure of the pets.
Okay.
So
looked after. That one was looked after because he had it indoors, didn't he? He had that one indoors.
No.
Absolutely. And I suspect that they were so popular in the 60s because the Queen was building up her kennel, if you like, and there were plenty of corgis around.
Corgis, that's what the Queen has. That's her favourite kind of dogs.
Corgis.
Yeah. They're little short, fat things. Well, they're not meant to be fat, but they usually are. They've got quite short legs. I'm not saying the queens are fat. Probably are, but... No, our queens' dogs.
It'll be interesting to see I mean, it gets spoiled, that's what it gets. I'm not a great fan of the dog design. Some work, some don't, for various reasons. But I think, as Frank probably said,
like a pregnant poodle.
Needs to be preserved. And it really is at the will of the fireplace of keeping out what?
Shut up.
If they decide they won't, there aren't going to be the dogs to sell, there aren't going to be the dogs to breed from.
Pregnant poodle.
Poodle on the floor licking himself.
Is he? Did you see anything of Shink out there?
Have you seen the girls? Even one of them?
Yeah, she came in. I heard her going, wow, earlier. Evil Mama, the lesser of the two evils.
Dog owners, dog lovers. This is like our kind of paradise. And we're here supporting the Be Lungworm Aware campaign today because
lungworm.
So many dog owners are unaware how dangerous a parasite lungworm is. It's out there in the garden, it's on
sugar,
it's on slugs, and it's so easy for your dog to contract it.
Yeah.
And it's potentially fatal.
Exactly.
Horrible symptoms if they contract it. So it just makes sense to go to your vet, regular checkups every month. If
advocate.
You can.
You don't need regular checkups, you just need to put the treatment on every month.
Yesterday, my first day.
Advocate, that's what you need for that.
We've kind of walked around a little bit and just seen so many incredible animals. They are so crazy, the people here, though, as well, aren't they? It's just manic, it's like dog mania.
I've been cradling Chihuahua's little brother and little sister.
Oh.
They're gorgeous, great day.
Great day, just fantastic.
This big, I mean, amazing. Every shape, every size.
Yeah.
It's a dog lover's paradise.
I fall in love with so many dogs just walking around. Honestly, and the gizmos you can get. There's a dog house, right, which has got a TV and a treadmill.
Oh, I love
anything
that.
You want.
Do you know
here.
What? They're like the loveliest animals in the world and they deserve to be treated
well.
Oh,
that's just
and
stupid, though. A treadmill in a
I was like,
oh.
Good, fair play to the dogs. Yeah, I think that's how they should be treated. Like the one
a TV and a treadmill, give over.
I've got to ask you, I'm looking for a dog and everyone says you should look like your own at the dog house. So what do you reckon? What would be a dog? What would I be?
Oh, greyhound?
Yeah, I'm not that skinny anymore. Oh,
oh.
I eat a lot, golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Labrador.
Quick. He's slim.
Likeness. Any more compliments before? Do you know what? It's been lovely talking to you both. I'm gonna go and try and find something that looks like me.
Lungworm.co.uk.
Well, neither of my dogs look like me.
Anyone and everyone is here, and I've come back down to the benches because we've all got the same purpose, which is to get close and look at gorgeous dogs. And this is Megan, an old English sheepdog who picked up a rosette today, and she is a champion. She's about 4.5
That's an old English sheepdog.
The old English sheepdogs are really well known, obviously.
Darling. My mum and dad had one of them. She was deaf.
Look at these two down here. They've got their top knots so that they can see. They've done all their showing so far. Actually, this one has been in adverts, haven't you? You are a superstar, but... I want to have a chat and meet this dog because this is something of an experienced old hand. Who have we got here?
This is Roscoe, Bell of Allen Barnstormer, and he's 10.5 years old.
So how long has he been showing for?
Since he was 6 months old. Yeah.
How did you get on today?
We weren't placed today, but he's had a lovely day. He ran beautifully. And he's had
no, he likes watching crafts.
So he doesn't know that he hasn't won anything.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't mind. He's had a nice day out.
And how long does he
They don't know anyway, do they?
So how long does it take you to get him looking like this?
7 or 8 hours.
Wow. Well, you must have time to burn, love.
Probably about an hour this morning when we got here, because he's not actually in full coat.
Well, he looks a picture. And speaking of pictures, you've been sending in your photographs of your dogs. So let's enjoy those.
Why they have this on there, I don't know. I suppose it's just to fill in time. There's a poodle in the house. He looks like he's in a bad mood today. Are you in a bad mood, Pood? Niall! Give me your ring. Come here. Niall! Oh no, not that one. Where's your proper ring? I can't pull that thing. You can spin me round on the chair. I can't pull that, Niall. I can't. It's all...
Celebrating extraordinary dogs. Crafts on Channel 4.
It's not another advert, surely.
Right, I'm trying to remember the trains. The train's down, but I can't remember right now. Is that right?
Yeah? While the adverts are on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know the train that goes to Blackheath, King Road, Elton, Falconwood,
New Cross.
New Cross. Next lady is
Dartford. Yeah. The Sleigh Green is where it ends.
It ends in Dartford, right?
Yeah, but then it goes on to Sleigh Green.
No, I'll come to Dartford, right? Let's stop there, right?
Yeah.
The train start.
No, don't chew that.
2 pounds the hour, 19 pounds the hour, 32 and 49. And they're all on platform 4. Now, the Sleigh Green ones go through the same stop, Blackheath, Kingbrook, Eltham, Falconwood, Welling, Banhurst.
Nile.
Bethlehem before Banhurst.
Yeah.
And then Sleigh Green.
Yeah.
Same stops, except that it ends in Sleigh Green instead of Dartford.
And the, yeah, okay.
And so the same platform 4. But it doesn't, like the Dartford ones, they are 2, 19, 32, and 49.
And the Sleigh Green one.
Sleigh Green ones just 2.
2 pass.
An hour.
Oh.
8 and 38. Same platform 4.
That's a good line. If you live on any of those stations, you've got like 6 apart from Dartford, and you've only got 4. If you've got 4 an hour for Dartford, that's a lot.
Yeah, you've got 2, 19, 32, and 49.
Oh, so 3.
And that's 4 an hour. 2, 19,
yeah.
2 pounds the hour, 19 pounds the hour, 32 pounds the hour, and 49.
So all those stops apart from Dartford, because it doesn't go. So they've got the 6 trains an hour for those.
Yeah, and the last stop is for Dartford. Why,
except those two, which is Sleigh Green.
Sleigh Green, which is the same stop, but it's just 8 and 38.
All platform 4.
All platform 4. The Victoria line is just 2 an hour, and it's 8 and 38 on platform 3.
Chinky's at the door.
That's what I've gotten so far. I need to look at it. I know the Hayes train is 14 and 44. I mean, I've not really gotten that one.
The Victoria train. So how many platforms are there? 4?
4 platforms.
So yeah. 1 and 3 must be going up and 2 and 4 are coming down.
I really don't get it, yes.
It must be.
I'm thinking it's 2 anyway. It's 4.
Yeah, that's coming down, you see. 1 and 3 are going up towards London and 2 and 4 must be coming down.
1 and 3 is what?
Going to London and 2 or 4 are coming back the other way.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
If you look at it like that, you'll find it easier to learn it, I think. It's the same at St Mary Cray, exactly the same. 1 and 3 are going up, 2 and 4 are coming down. I don't know about Orpington because there's too, so many platforms, I don't know all them. It's not the same there. Oh, it's back on, darling. Niall's telling me it's back on. Oh, it's a dog. Oh, why have you got a wet leg? Go away.
And you can also see all of those films.
He must have peed up his leg.
It's well worth it. It's a fantastic time. They're friends. Love you. Bring Robert to you then, because this is Sid. And Sid is 7. And he is a Shetland sheepdog. I was with an old.
That's a Sheltie. A Shetland sheepdog.
And he is the winning most Sheltie ever. And today, don't be shy, Sid. Today he won his breed. And you're going to see him a little later on.
No.
As part of the pastoral group judging. Speaking of which, this is how the judging works. So Sid's been at it all day, and so have all the other dogs, because they go into their breed classes, the dogs and bitches are judged separately, then the winning dog comes up against the winning bitch to win best of breed, then they go through to the group. If they win the group, they are one of the 7 dogs who will be in best in show on Sunday. The champion of that will be the all over Crafts best in show.
The look, the thing about the looks is all a farce, really. The
pastoral group got on with commentary from Frank Kane and Jessica Ho.
Who cares what they look like?
In comes the judge of the pastoral group, Vic Salt. Very popular.
I think I missed the toys. I think they were yesterday and I missed the poodles.
Three yards, another pastoral breed. So judging his first group at Crufts.
What can you do?
Well deserving of the honour.
So the first of our breeds for a closer look now, the Anatolian Shepherd Dog. And this one is a champion both in Holland and America. It's a dog that's been shown a lot. This is a Turkish flock guard.
Never heard of it.
Chested, big dog, very powerful. Fawn with a black mask mostly. And this is a dog that's designed to be out on the hills all day. It needs to be rugged and really robust.
The Australian cattle dog. Now, this is a breed.
I've heard of them.
Both herding and guarding. And in its native country, it's sometimes known as the Australian healer, which tells you how it used to work with the livestock.
Like a fashion show, you just go around the one, that's it.
Yeah.
This one is a blue speckle, that's the colour, with rich tan markings. They also come with
who's all watching, walking away there.
Pooh Boo Boo's disgusted. They said, where's the cat show?
Yeah, where's the cat show?
Where is the Cadshaw?
The TV.
He soon goes back to the TV, he's disgusted. No, I was the only one that's watching it.
Solid,
he's watching it. He's laying down next to my feet watching Crofts. He's going,
coming from a huge entry. Now, this is a breed which originated in Scotland. It's a native herding. Now, hugely popular.
What's this one?
It's very good at obedience. It can still work. Underneath that well-groomed coat, there's a dog which has to be functional. They're not heavily bodied.
What one's this? I don't know what.
Ribcage, and this low head carriage when they move. Very typical.
I don't know what that was. I missed it.
This is the Beauceron. New to the Crofts big ring, another shepherd. This one also a really important flock guard, originally called the Bas Rouge, which translated means red stockings, and you can see why. Big,
no.
Solid dog, very powerful, loyal, and a great worker.
The first of the Belgian shepherd varieties here, the Gronendal, that's distinctive by its black coat. The Belgian Shepherd dog, four varieties differentiated.
Four different colours and varieties.
Here, the Gronendal, they're elegant, they're refined, quite lightly built, and brisk moving.
What do you think about it now?
This is the second of the varieties, the little Lacanois, name taken from the Chateau de Lacan, royal residence of Queen Marie Henriette, who favours the variety above all others. And the coat is essential.
He's getting really excited now. He likes that.
You can really see the crispness of it there.
I got him a treat.
No, let him watch Crofts, darling.
Is
that one? No, let him just watch Crofts.
No, I mean, what? Chew. Is that better treat for him?
In the surroundings.
No.
Sometimes happens in the big ring.
Oh, well, he likes watching Crofts.
No, just picking up a little more. Again, it should be similar with a harsh, dense coat. Hugely popular with the police and the forces.
Now, this is the most popular of the four varieties now, with 87 shown here at Crofts this year, the Tervuren. The coat here is long, straight, really abundant, with red fawn or almost a reddish-grey with a black overlaying mark.
Sounds
very
lovely.
Spectacular to look at.
Now, here's the Border Collie on the move. Now, huge entry, two judges. One judging dogs, one judging dogs. This is the winner. Is there anything a Border Collie can't do? They're so versatile.
Oh, they are.
Indians, working with the sheep.
They can do most things.
And it was a very typical head carriage, dropping its head on the moon, which is a trait of many of the working sheep dogs.
There were 98 Briards shown at Crofts this year. This one's called Forte, originating from the province of Brie in France, as its name would suggest.
Briard.
Agile and swift.
Make him sit,
dog,
darling.
Strong enough to herd over
sit.
All terrain and guard flocks against
sit.
Predators like foxes and wolves.
Right,
this one's black, but a few white
sit,
hairs are permissible, but there should be no white markings. But they also come in shades of fawn. Sometimes the fawn has black shading as well.
You shouldn't have to tell him four times. You should do it first time.
Sit down. New. He won't get up immediately because he wants.
Tell him to wait. He's got to wait.
Niall,
sit.
It is hard.
Wait.
But just settle well.
I give him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone again.
Again.
Sit.
No.
Let me show you how to do it.
All right.
Give me it.
I'm coming there, he's jumping to get it out of my hand.
No, that's naughty.
He's gone in his bed now.
No, because I normally give it to him in his bed. Sit. Wait. Take it.
They were originally thought to have been developed from...
Yeah, you can give him the next one.
All right. To Scotland. Get a punch, mate. Messing around.
Yeah, he's messed you around. He's taking the piss out of you.
Yeah, because he knows I'm...
He knows you can get. He can get away. Now, lamb is coming. Look, don't give that hint to him.
By no means as popular as it's... Apart, but again,
he's slipping on along, right?
And as soon as food comes on,
he's a
smooth-coated collie.
Wonderful outgoing temperaments, very active, highly intelligent,
and I'm surprised they're not more popular. Until the 60s, these could be interbred. You could have the smooth and the rough coming from the same litter, and you could mate one with the other.
Now, this is the Estrella Mountain Dog.
Never heard of that one.
A powerful flock garden herd, originally coming from the Estrella Mountains in Portugal.
There's so many breeds of dog, and there's loads of breeds of cats as well.
They do come in a long coated and also a slightly shorter coated variety.
Oh, not you up. Just wait.
Now the Finnish Lapland.
Did he do it that time?
The herd of reindeer in its native Finland, and it's still used as such in Finland. It's got its characteristics. By that I mean it's got a wedge-shaped head, sharply pricked
and a big fluffy tail.
Bicep tail, plumed over its back, and this weatherproof coat. Quite compact in the body, well ribbed under the coat.
I'd love to see all these dogs.
And it's going to go like a dog that's fit enough to herd reindeer.
I want to go to Discover Dogs again.
Now we move on to the German Shepherd Dog. Lots of controversy about breed type in this. What we mean by that is that originally this dog was called the Alsatian and was a much more a straighter back, similar looking in the head, but a very different animal on the move. Today we have these more European looking dogs. Mind you, this one's come from Dorset.
And now the Hungarian Puli. Now,
Puli.
The nimble dog of the Hungarian sheepdogs. Underneath those that corded coat, there's a dog which is lightly built. They weren't born with cords like that. It starts off as loose curls and then develops into these cords. Underneath that, it's quite wirily built, quite light in the bone and nimble. Brisk action.
Now, the Commodore is a spectacular dog. Similarly corded coat, like the Puli, but with the size of it, I should imagine if you bath this, it'll take a week to dry. It was a flock guard originally, and you can see why. It would
that was the one that was on at the beginning.
But then a wolf would get the most dreadful surprise if it tried to be an interloper.
Now, this Lancashire Heeler on the table, and one of my favourites in the group. They're so characteristic, full of character. And it said that they were developed from a cross between corgis, which were used to drive cattle to markets in Lancashire.
You don't love dogs?
And the corgis.
You don't really know
dogs? Yeah, I know you love dogs. You're joking now.
I don't love dogs. I love them more than cats.
This glorious animal with those big dark.
What about Shinky?
Black nose is a Maremma sheepdog.
Imagine me with cats.
Highly weather resistant.
Well, now you do.
I've seen them in neighbours' places.
Yes.
Yes, cool. I like them over there. But on the mouth myself.
That head is a vertical shape.
I thought about like four dogs.
Well, Wakabubu likes you.
I don't hate cats, but it's just not my thing.
Shut. Hey, how could you say that, man? How could you say that, man?
The word boo means homestead.
That's why I want you to
was the dog of the homestead. It was used as a herd. Well,
I have to try and get me that time when I came newly, right?
Yeah.
I knew it was good before I got out. You know, I loved him. I liked him.
Because we sat down on this chair together and he went for you.
He did it on fine. But I knew it was going fine. But you're moving out. What Trust says, you know, is all.
Rick
Harris
is building
this
sheepdog.
But the cats, there's no way we're going to find. There's no way that's
going
to end.
Yeah, because you wind her up.
Yeah, that's because when I open the door, she goes to me first.
Yeah, because you've tried to pick her up. She doesn't like being picked up.
That's why I don't like them. You don't like being picked up.
Well, you can pick Shinky up.
Shinky?
Yes. If you can catch Shinky, but you can pick up Wakabubu. How dare you say you don't like cats? Get out of my house. But Wakabubu is friendly. He's more like a dog sometimes.
That black pigment
Reiki's a wild animal.
It's profuse and double.
And they're shit and all that. Patches of look, that's sad. That's too good. She gave away.
No, so we only go in our box now. Don't make things up like that.
Now the Pyrenean sheepdog. We have the long-coated variety here. There is a shorter coated, which we don't have in the UK. This is agile and lightly
energetic.
Yeah. What are you laughing about? What's wrong with that? I'm very shinky. You love Shinky. Say I love Shinky on audio, boo. I wonder what that dog said then.
You replied, right?
Yeah.
Typical Spitz type again, the wedge head, prick ears, tail carried over the back, but just look at that profuse coat. The outer coat can even have little silver tips, but they should be pure white.
They make themselves so lovely.
Cream mixed in and always with the dark pigment.
Excuse me.
And here is the Shetland sheepdog, a blue merle and a big winner in this country.
A blue merle.
It's won several.
That's the colour.
Groups already, and is a Best in Show winner. The Shetland sheepdog should be light and effortless on the move.
Someone invited me to
the
consul
office, let's
tell you.
Sorry?
Face of the Swedish
what?
Don't mistake this
for a slightly long.
Horse racing.
Remember exactly where it is now.
Yeah, what happened?
Legs than you'd seen in a corgi.
You want
to
what?
I was invited to come to go for a horse racing in June.
With who?
Powerful
pizza and some other homies.
It's probably the Derby.
With a coat of medium length.
Derby, don't you?
Well,
remember it.
With that
it's usually at the beginning of June, it's called the Derby.
You're thinking,
now, here is the
so you can make money from it,
can
lose money from it.
Oh, of course you can.
Huh?
It's betting, isn't it?
Only
recently
separated from the Anatolian Shepherds. Here is a dog which has a mastiff type.
I didn't give a yes or no, I'm talking about it.
Tall,
see how much money I'm making by then, and then see how I'm saying?
They were
yeah.
Flock guards.
So I'll put it a limit to another. This is what I want to spend. See how I'm saying?
Owners, the shepherds,
go above it.
Who's guy? Is it Peter?
Peter, yeah, the one I was supposed to say.
These are the most delightful little pastoral dogs. This is the Cardigan Welsh Corgi. Not just a Pembroke with a tail. There are subtle differences in the way the head looks, those ears,
Is
that one of the best dinners I've ever made?
Made a lot of wonderful dinners, actually.
Oh, well, give over, I haven't.
I'm a bit of a sad ass nigger, too.
Well, you ought to tell me.
I told you yesterday that.
Yeah, but I mean, you ought to tell me. If someone does something for you that takes effort, you ought to tell them you appreciate it, darling.
That's what I'm saying. You don't lose it. I can't even say which is the best, but I mean, yesterday was nice.
It was
really nice
yesterday. And of course,
we're usually
injured.
It was nice.
Sometimes, I do tell you sometimes.
Yeah, you do sometimes.
So Vixal taking a look at his best of breed winners in this pastoral group again.
Who
will he
decide
is going to be our next group winner?
I could eat that salmon now. It was really nice.
Was, right?
Yeah, so was the potato salad. I'm getting a bit hungry now.
He's almost 2 years old.
Hungry?
Yeah.
He used to get super anxious when left alone. You can see he's relaxed.
Hello, Cici. We're watching Crafts. You know Gogglebox is on in a minute. Oh, is it? Have you been watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I didn't think it was on yet. I thought it was on later.
No, but I have watched it. I want to watch it with you. The
Is it finished?
What?
Gogglebox.
No, it's
hello. Hello. What's the matter?
We'll be friends.
Yeah. Shake hands. You're on audio, boo.
Oh. Can I pause it? Oh, yeah, I'll pause it.
Okay.
Switch energy. So those are our finalists. Who is going to be our next group winner? The pastoral group winner for Crufts 2015. The boards are out. Vic Salt taking a final look at his lineup, and he's moving purposefully to the bearded Colin takes the group.
So that'll be in the final now on Sunday.
Wind, Ghost Whisperer for Snowmead. Imported from France. Oh.
The Pyrenean Mountain Dog, a very jubilant and happy Pyrenean Mountain Dog, going into second place.
Delighted about that. The German Shepherd takes group three.
Oh, no, they're the different groups.
And
yeah.
Group four goes to the Smiling Sally.
Oh.
And another very happy to get a place.
If anybody said that show dogs don't know when they've won, they understand what that applause means.
Of course they don't. It's all crap.
So... Bearded Collie wins the pastoral group and will come back on Sunday to compete for Best in Show.
Oh, yeah, that is right, then.
Bred in Italy in the famous Victory Williams kennel.
What do you think about that, Niall? Eh? What do you think about the Bearded Collie? Do you think he should have won?
She looks so calm and composed.
Oh, it's a she.
Unlike the owner. Look at this.
This is the place where Lucy was supposed to have gone for that reggae thing.
I'm sure for the winner of the pastoral group, the presentation of the trophy is... Oh, yes, there's a big cup. Actually, I'm still concentrating on the fact that my beautiful dog has just won the group at Crufts.
They both looked so excited in the arena. Now they've had time to take it in. And look, Fane's just said, yeah, I'm cool. I've won the pastoral group. Justin, congratulations. She's only three. When did you know that she was such a good show dog?
She has just had that certain something ever since she came.
Put the microphone up to her, you idiot.
It's just that je ne sais quoi. She's gone.
We'll turn it on.
So how did you know about her? How did you find her in the kennel in France? Oh, sorry, do you want to just grab that? Thank you very much.
Yeah, so that might help.
I actually bred her grandfather. So when I saw the litter, when I saw photos... I saw her and it was just, I have to have her.
And she just does seem to have the most amazingly laid-back temperament.
She loves to sleep, yes.
But excited and performing when she's in the arena, so she knows when the lights are on.
Yes, and she loves to run as well when she's out on a walk. And then she'll come back and sleep on the settee.
And is she good about being groomed? Because obviously you've got to do a lot of washing and brushing.
Yes, no, she takes it all in her stride. She has no problems with that.
She's won a fair few CCs, but is this... the highlight.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Isn't
what
it
do you think of it, boy? I could win that group any day, couldn't I, mate? Well, you couldn't because you wouldn't be in it. You wouldn't even be in any of them because you're a crossbreed. You're a mongrel, really. Actually, you're not, but...
Amazing.
Hello.
And I know that lots of people, they love to see bearded collies on the move, love seeing them lounging on the sofa as well. How would you describe them as
I don't want that stupid tyre, it's all chewed up.
Such a good family dog. I mean, all of my dogs live in the house with us. I've got two young children, so, you know, they all have to get on really well together, and they do. They're all best of friends. The dogs are best of friends, and they're best of friends with my children as well.
And will the children be yours?
What a perfect life.
I think wild horses won't keep them away.
So what's your plan between now and Sunday?
To make sure that Fane gets lots of sausages this evening, and then that she has a really good run tomorrow with all of the rest of the dogs and gets some time just to relax. Although I think she's going to be able to do that pretty well.
Have you had a look? Do you know what you're up against yet?
I have no idea at all.
Okay, well, I will show you. Because
let's see.
The winner so far, Fane has added her name to this list. And first up, the winner of the gun dog group.
Oh, we've missed the gun dogs.
The flat-coated retriever. And they went through from the gun dog group yesterday. And then earlier today, we saw Bart, the Alaskan Malamute.
What group's that?
From the working group.
Oh.
And then as you know, and as you've just seen and heard from Justine and seen Fame all relaxed, they have won.
We haven't missed the poodles yet. We've missed the Labradors.
So the three of them go through to Best in Show on Sunday night. They will be joined by the members of the Terriers and Hounds and Toy and Utility Group's coverage tomorrow on Channel 4.
Utility Group, that's poodles.
Toy Group.
And yay!
And Ewan Thomas and Peter Purvis have joined me. Rather perfect, because you are very much the supporter of a toy dog now, Ewan.
Oh, you love the pug.
You did?
Oh, that's what Connor loves them.
is just how many different breeds there are.
A pug!
I've had a dog, I've walked around, but today has really blown my mind just how many different breeds there are. And I didn't think I'd like small dogs, I've always been about big dogs.
Yeah, but same here, but yeah, when I had a poodle, I changed my mind.
So
yeah, they are.
Function, you know? And, also, my wife keeps Pekingese, and they're just lap dogs, but they're real dogs, and they're great. And,
I'm a real dog, you insulting idiots. He's still sitting with his back to the TV.
And in particular, the little end of the hounds, and those are the Dachshunds.
Well, then, no, go on, the Dachshunds, there's another two of mine.
Yes.
I like beagles.
They're not,
what are they called, Peter? Those
well, like, Woody is the dark one, and Teddy is his son. And I've got four of them, and they're absolutely lovely. I mean, they're wonderful to live with. But the Dachshunds are not small dogs. They're medium-sized dogs with short legs.
Oh, I
and,
see,
it's,
right.
There is a difference. So
they're all miniature ones.
But, I mean, do you know something? Which amazing. I'm just looking through the catalogue for tomorrow. Do you know there are nearly 700 Dachshunds here tomorrow? Which is going to be the largest breed of all, except there are six different varieties.
So there was wire-haired, flat-haired, miniature...
Long coats, and miniatures of each.
And despite that huge number of entries, there have been large numbers of Dachshunds entered every year, has a Dachshund ever won?
Interesting, about 3 weeks ago, I think won one Best in Show in Finland, and for me that's a first. But I know they don't tend to win Best in Show. But I mean, I think they're wonderful.
I think a poodle won Crofts either last year or the year before.
And everyone at the show here goes home with the best dog. It's,
Well, that's the main thing, exactly. If you don't pick up a rosette, you are going home still with the best dog at the show, because it's your dog. Ewan, you've been out and you've looked at all the different things on offer. Are you surprised as well by the gadgets, the number of different things you can get for your dog?
Well, with all due respect to my hotel, which is lovely and clean, there's a dog house here I'd rather live in. It's worth $20,000. It's got a plasma TV.
Ridiculous.
It's got pictures up on the wall of little doggies. And a treadmill.
How stupid.
A treadmill for the dog,
A doggy treadmill. I think I may be a bit too heavy for it, but I'm going to try that out tomorrow. And there's all blowers, there's baths, there's jacuzzis, there's even hair products for dogs. Literally everything you could wish for is here. It's awesome.
It is an amazing show. And just a reminder that although we've had record ticket sales, if you do turn up on the day, you will be able to get a ticket. So if you fancy coming tomorrow for the Terriers and the Hounds...
I wish it was in London.
Open. When do they open? Really early, actually, because the dogs are here. Judging starts at 9, doesn't it?
You know, before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I might be here at night if I can keep at that doghouse. I'll be here early.
You'll be here. You won't just sleep there tonight. Exactly. But Ewan's not leaving. He's at the NBC. He'll be back tomorrow morning with the rest of our team. So join us on Channel 4 tomorrow evening for everything that's
going
on
Niall.
On the third day of Crufts 2015. But here, from the Working Pastoral Groups, it's goodbye.
Goodbye to you too.